You're listening to the 2016 Record Store Day broadcast on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish peoples.
I'm Sarah Lapsley with
Ben.
And we're at Beat Street Records on Hastings Street. DJ Kel Rels and DJ K-Tel were spinning for us from 1 to 2 p.m. And now we've got DJ AK-44 followed by DJ Wood on until 3 p.m. Come down to check it out, buy some records, and stay tuned.
There are free Record Store Day shows all over Vancouver today. You can watch Eric Campbell and the Dirt at Neptune Records from 3 to 4 p.m. CJSF will be there hosting, and you can listen live on CITR 101.9 FM and CJSF 90.1 FM.
Do you have a turntable at home, Ben?
I have seven.
Really?
No, I just have one.
Well, yeah. That's
I wish
pretty
I
good.
Had seven.
Yeah, what kind of turntable is it?
It was my mom's.
Okay.
Yeah, she had it when she was my age. It was really weird. I was at Value Village in Victoria, and I saw they had a Lionel Richie record, and I was like, oh, man, I want a Lionel Richie record. So I called my mom, and I was like, Mom, do we have a record player? And she's like, yeah, in the basement. And I was like, why didn't I know about this? So we went and dug it out, and I've had a record player ever
nice.
Since.
Oh, nice. I know. I haven't had one for quite a few years. I had tons of vinyl and gave it all away, and now I'm here at Record Store Day. Oh, that was a really bad idea. I wish I'd held on to it.
What does it feel like to give away all your beloved vinyl?
Well, I mean, at the time, I felt relieved because of storage reasons, but no, I miss a lot of good music. I had to rebuy it on different formats. So What do you like about vinyl?
A lot of people say that you can hear the difference, and I'm sure some people can, but I can't.
Yeah.
I just like owning the physical manifestation of the music. Do you know how, this is an interesting vinyl fact, do you know how they get stereo sound, like different sound coming out of the two speakers from vinyl?
No, but I would like to know.
Okay, so all the grooves are V-shaped, and the needle has effectively sensors on both sides of the V, so it picks up the different sounds, like the different sides from each side of the V. Does that make sense? Did I explain
that
well?
Yeah, okay. I think so. And the needle is made of a little diamond, right?
I think so. They've probably figured out a way to make it non-diamond, but to my knowledge, it's diamond.
Mm. I like the really expensive ones. A friend of mine had a really, like, super expensive sort of vintage rebuilt one that was thousands of dollars, and it was amazing to play records on.
Cool. Have you seen the record players that come in suitcases now?
No.
Yeah, they fold up in a suitcase, and you can just, like, take it with you to your business job or wherever you take
just
a suitcase.
Like, plug it in and play Lionel Richie.
Yeah. Lionel Richie needs to be accessible at all times. He's underrated.
I absolutely agree. I couldn't agree more. So Lionel Richie was the first vinyl you ever bought?
Yeah, it was like a $2 deal from nice. Value Village in Victoria.
Good. I think the first album vinyl I ever bought was Depeche Mode. I think I won a gift certificate at school.
Cool.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to inherit a large collection from my mom. Like, I got Led Zeppelin 2 and 4, Dark Side of the Moon, like, just some, like, really big records.
Nice.
Yeah.
Your mom sounds cool.
She's way cooler than I'll ever be. So.
You're pretty cool, so I don't know if that's possible, but.
I think you're pretty cool, too.
I've seen some really good records here. Oh, this is funny. E.T., I Love You, and other extraterrestrial songs for children.
If you have any alien children, you need to buy that record.
E.T. Overture, E.T. I Love You, So Near and Yet So Far, Another World for Me and You. You've got to come and buy that one.
Have you ever been to Beat Street before?
No, I never have. I don't often come downtown.
Yeah, I got super lost trying to find this place. It's really cool, though. If you're into hip-hop especially, there's the biggest selection of hip-hop records I've ever seen. So if that's your thing, you should get down here today.
In my eye, I spy Rohit. And why don't you come over here, Rohit? One of my favorite people in the world. Why don't you say hello?
Hello, people, lovely people. How's it going? This is a beautiful record store day. Just cruising through Beat Street Records right now. Some good music playing. And good people here, too, such as Sarah Lapsley, Ben Life, Madeline Taylor, and Shay, and I don't know how to say your last name, Shay.
McConkie.
McConkie? Is that actually how you say it? Just straight up McConkie. All right. Yeah. Got straight up McConkie in the building, too. So.
Is your middle name actually straight up? She nodded.
Why don't you tell us about, Ben was just saying what a great selection of hip-hop and rap they have here, but I don't know much about that genre, so why don't you tell us what you know about the selection here.
Well, see, the thing is, I only really know Beat Street as the place to get hip-hop records, so I don't know what to compare it to compared to other places, but from what I've seen, they've got a little bit of everything, like a little bit of like the underground stuff that you would not find in too many places, but also got the stuff you'd want, you know, the big names, the big hits. So, I mean, for example, for the rap geeks out there, Deltron 3030, that's a sick album. That's a sci-fi hip-hop album. That's not something
what?
You really encounter in the hip-hop world.
Like techno or like Dune?
Like Dune, yeah.
Damn.
Like you know, like a whole world was created by the artist, and he basically like creates a whole plot line around it, and it's
Is
it's
it a
cool.
concept album?
It's you could say that, yeah. Okay. But it's still kicking. You know, cool. Groove to it. He performs it live and it's like a banger, you know? So
wow.
You get albums like that that you find. I just found it like literally 5 minutes ago, so it's tight.
And there's Eminem's Lose Yourself. I saw that kicking around.
Yeah.
I was like, I know that one.
Press.
Yeah.
No, yeah, of course they got to have Eminem here and all that.
Yeah.
I'm actually trying to look for instrumental. See, that's the thing. For hip hop people who want to actually practice their rapping and freestyling, you want to look for just the beats so that you can, you know, kind of try and rap in yourself. So they actually do have Jay Dilla's instrumentals. Jay Dilla, legendary hip hop producer. So he.
What does Jay stand for?
I think it's just Jay. I don't know. Actually, it's
J-A-Y?
I think it's just J-A-Y. But
okay.
I forgot what his full name is. I just know him as J-D, Jay Dilla.
Okay.
And he's a legend in hip-hop, and they have plenty of his instrumentals. So for you hip-hop heads out here, you want just the instrumental beats, you can get that too, right here at Beat Street Records. And there's some
plug.
Good sales, yeah.
What a
I'm
plug.
Not, I don't even work
we're
for
not,
you guys.
Yeah, we're not even getting paid, but that was a good plug.
All right, well, I'll give it back to the lovely Sarah Lapsley and continue my browsing and possibly buying. Who knows?
It was great, Rohit, to talk to you. I've chosen a couple of things I'm going to buy too, but CDs because I have not yet gotten a vinyl player. But
do you have a Walkman?
No, I just have a CD player in my car.
Yeah. That's a big reason that I still buy CDs.
Yeah. But I just like really bad rock music. So I think I'm going to buy
like
Reckless by Bryan Adams.
Okay. I don't think that's bad. Doesn't have to
it's
be.
It's actually not bad at all. It's awesome. I was super excited. And I think I'm going to buy the Shins. They're like an indie band.
They're also a bone in the human body.
Yeah. Yes.
Fun fact. Little known.
Little known fun fact. So we're listening to music on CITR 101.9 FM.
Rohit's going again.
Oh, Rohit's on again.
Sorry. I'm really sorry. I just found what I was looking for. Literally. Just found what I was looking for. So I'm holding Beat Conductor. It is an album, a mixtape, several volumes of mixtape by a producer named Madlib. And in this mixtape, as I'm showing my friends and colleagues here, the cover of this album is basically a Bollywood movie. And Beat Conductor in India is basically Madlib taking samples from the soundtracks of Bollywood movies and incorporating them into his beats. So it's a hella tight album, and it's not like I've watched a lot of Bollywood movies, but this album gets like a nice mix of like the famous Bollywood movies, the stuff you can find on YouTube even, like, and you can find clips of this. It's tight, it's really hilarious,
it's
but it's also amazingly, like, really, actually good. So check it out. Beat Conductor Volume 3. You can find it on YouTube. Beat Conductor in India.
And the album cover is amazing.
Yeah, describe the album cover for the people.
It's just a really hot guy with carrying a woman in a beautiful blue sari.
That's correct.
And there's an explosion on a train.
Like there always is.
Yeah, like, and then the futuristic sort of helicopter, but it looks kind of 60s, right?
Oh, it's very, yeah. This is from like the 70s, 60s, 70s era of Bollywood movies. So this is, it's a very specific time period. And, but like Madlib is like a fan of Indian classical music. So he tries to find like sick, like tabla progressions or sitar progressions in these soundtracks and then loops them for hip hop beats. It's quite cool.
So if you,
I think I'm gonna buy this.
Like, I think you absolutely should.
I think I have to. Yeah, it's a good mix of, you know, my culture and hip hop culture. Two things I love.
So I guarantee, if you come down to Beat Street Records, you will find something that will make you as joyful as Rohit is now.
I am pretty joyful. Now I have to just find Volume 4, and we're complete, guys. Volume 3 and 4, and then we're complete. So the search continues.
Okay, you're listening to the 2016 Record Store Day broadcast on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm Sarah, here with
Ben,
the sexy Ben, and Madeline and Shay. And so stay tuned and we'll be back. You're listening to DJ AK44 at Beat Street Records.
got me back up against the wall. Treat me like a fool. Can't step back at all. Trying hard to keep my cool. You got me dangling on your string. Think you're gonna make me go your way. All I'm gonna do is sing. All I'm gonna do is pray. You got me back up against the wall.
Records. I'm Ben here with.
Hi, I'm Trevor.
Trevor, where are you from?
I'm from the woods just north of Whistler.
What do you think of Record Store Day?
I think it's expensive.
Expensive as in you're finding all the cool stuff that you want?
Yeah, pretty much. It's always expensive when I go to the record store. I live in the woods, so I make sure I take advantage whenever I get here.
What did you buy? Can you walk us through it?
Well, I got a Ghostface Doom special edition unit and a Rocksteady box set of a bunch of really hard to find. Well, Rocksteady's like an original Jamaican pre-reggae like post ska style of music. Pretty sure it's post ska.
So you made quite a few purchases there.
Yeah, you know, I got a stack. Some Blue-Eyed Soul from Hawaii. Everyone likes that. A really nice sounding pressing of the Kinks, You Really Got Me. 7-inch. I Got It Made, Special Ed with an old remix that I hadn't even heard before. Let's see here. These are all 7-inches, by the way. A new Damn Funk. Kind of a new disco sort of record. And then a bunch of old soul and funk jams.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff.
Are there record stores up in the woods where you're from, near in that area, up in Whistler perhaps?
None whatsoever. There's one nice little record store in Squamish that everyone should check out. I forget what it's called. It's really close to a real estate agent office.
Shout out to the record store near the real estate agent office in Squamish. Yeah. What is it that you like so much about 7-inches?
They don't take up as much space as 12-inch records. I have too many thousands of those.
Cool. Have you been to Beat Street before?
Yes. Yeah, I think since... I can't remember what year the first time I came to Beat Street was, but it was quite a long time ago.
Back when your beard was just a wee wisp on the chin.
Yeah, back pre-beard growing days, I'd say. Can't forget about all the old record stores that aren't around anymore, like Boomtown. And whatever.
Have you ever been called Strawberry Santa Claus with that beard?
That sounds like a woman's cycle reference to me.
Oh, well, you know.
I'm not into it.
All right.
There are worse things to be called, honestly. Are you going to any other record stores today?
Haven't made up my mind yet. I might pop by Scrape. I hear they might be closing down soon. I might go to... What's the one? The Dead Cat. What's it called?
Red Cat.
Red Cat. Red Cat.
Shout out to Dead Cat Records.
Fucking. Only good cat's a dead cat, let me tell ya.
I'm guessing you're a dog person?
How many dogs do you have? I'm sorry, do you have dogs at home, up in the woods?
No, I don't got time for no dogs.
I was gonna say...
For people.
I was gonna say, you might be a dog yourself. That was very convincing.
Yeah, well, DMX taught me well.
Hasn't he taught all of us well? Truly.
Are you going to Vinyl Records in one block from
no.
here?
No, I'm not into that place.
Okay.
Yeah.
To each their own. Well, thanks for talking to us today.
Fight the power.
Any other shout-outs other than power fighting?
Big up Chili Tom. Big up Lara Cooney.
All right. Well, thanks for chatting with us. Take care. Enjoy all your music. We're down here at Beat Street Records on Record Store Day, making it happen. And we have more interviews to come, as in right now. Hi.
Evening.
I'm Ben.
Hi, Ben. My name's Alex.
Nice jersey.
Thank you.
Were you...
Yeah, I'm representing Beat Street Records.
What's it like working at a record store? You have the coolest job in the world.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's a social, spectrum of people come through here, that's for sure.
As a side note, I don't want to get too sidetracked, but you're wearing a Blues jersey. Did you watch the game last night?
No. Okay. This is from 96, and okay. This guy on the back doesn't play for them anymore. But he's got records, and that's why I'm wearing it.
Oh.
It's a Gretzky jersey for those who can't see.
Does he own vinyl records or just hockey records?
He's just records, you know, records.
Okay. So tell us what it's like to host DJs in the record store.
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, I am one, I guess. I'm hosting myself.
Oh.
I'll be playing later on.
How do you host yourself?
I just am. I'm here.
Okay.
That's it.
Wow.
The key to the shop.
It's that easy, ladies and gentlemen. It's that easy to host yourself.
Yeah.
So I've noticed that Beat Street has just an incredible selection of, like, rap and hip-hop records. Is that a big part of your music taste?
Yeah, that's how I started. It was, like, hip-hop, and then from there, it's all sample-based culture. So, like, records beget records. Like my dad said, lies beget lies, records beget records. And it just, like, infinitely... exponentially expands on itself, right?
Your dad sounds like an honest man.
Yeah, he is. What for the record. Yeah.
Oh, man, it's almost like he works at a record store. You might set a record for the most record-related puns. And that's how we get
that
into
might
a circle.
Be my disc jock handle, for the record.
DJ record?
Yeah, for the record.
For the record?
Yeah, it's my... Yeah.
Oh.
My last name is F-O-T-H, Foth. For the record.
Wow.
It's dumb, but
I like that a lot. That's sweet. Good for you.
I was wondering about some of the unique things that you guys have at Beat Street that people might find if they come down here today.
Unique stuff. As in just what we have in general?
What would you recommend? You got any great deals? You got anything really rare? What's happening here at Beat Street?
I mean, our attention to hip-hop, like you said, you noticed, like, we have three sections of hip-hop separated into, like, old school, underground, and club rap. And it's all most places just have rap.
Yeah, any other record store I've been to has, like, a small rap area in the corner with, like, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And that's about it. So if you're into hip hop and rap, you really have to chiggity 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 check out Beat Street.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's on the bigger scale. Like we like singles, like, because we're disc jocks, and that's hip hop culture is DJing.
Cool.
And is one of them.
You're listening. listening to Record Store Day 2016 on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby and CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're live on location from Beat Street, Vinyl, Red Cat, and Neptune Records.
Probably the kooky stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Themes, but cool. I mean, like, yeah, I don't know. I can't say.
What's a record you like, then? Let's make it even easier. Let's set the bar for the question so really low.
Anything with, like, what is it, kicks that make you cough, snares that make you blink. That's the ultimate goal. It should be the goal. Unless it's like a string record.
So if you're listening to an album that you love, it's you're blinking and coughing all the time?
Yeah, just like, yeah, having a...
Is that healthy?
I think so, but if everyone's doing it, I mean, then everyone's doing it.
Cool, cool. You heard it here first.
Yeah, I let out the secret. That's the secret. Industry cool. Secret, for sure.
Tell us what you think about Record Store Day in general.
I think it's cool. I guess maybe there's some things that could be cooler, but I think just on the whole, like without having a label stamped on it, just like a Record Store Day period is awesome. You know, even I get caught up buying online maybe too much sometimes, yeah. But you know, to be in a physical place, you know, like all these guys, all these DJs here, like showing you stuff that maybe you wouldn't have thought of or heard of or forgot about.
Yeah.
Just give me the physical, like, interaction with someone. Like,
from my personal experience, I'm not gonna
come in and check, you know, like you'll see like some copy, you know, like if you bought it online, it's like all dinged up and you'd want your money back, but here it's like $5, whatever, it's all dinged up and you're like, yeah, stoked, right?
From my personal experience, I don't want to get into the whole like our world is becoming too technological thing, because that's a different hole. But from my personal experience, record stores are one of the coolest places where you can just go and talk music.
Yeah. That is.
And when I try to do that with my friends, they call me a hipster and tell me to stop. But when I come here, everyone just has that love for music,
yeah,
and
I mean,
it's so cool.
You're in a record store, so yeah. Of course, everyone's going to be like not.
Everyone's there. Everyone's there with you.
But yeah. It's the whole like, oh, do you hear about this or whatever? Like, yeah. Someone comes in, buys something, like, oh, they covered this song or whatever, such and such produced or played on it. And it's an ever-winding web of...
I just want to have a conversation about Van Morrison with a dude that has a blue goatee, and I've had that a couple times in Victoria.
Oh yeah,
it's called the Turntable. It's a cool record store, but I think that's not too much to ask. And record stores really let me do that.
I mean, if you really want it, you could be that guy, but
I can't grow a goatee. I would if I could. Believe me, in a heartbeat.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's maybe I'm not that guy, and.
Can you grow a goatee?
You can't like count on it, but I'm sure if you stayed at a record store long enough, you'd find that guy.
Cool. Cool. Well, thanks for chatting with us. It's been really cool.
Yeah,
we should give the airwaves back to the cool DJs we got going on. We have playing right now.
AK-44 or whatever.
DJ AK-44, yeah.
Put up.
Yeah, that's very apt.
To say that on air?
And right now, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the Record Store Day broadcast 2016 on CJSF 91 or 90.1 FM Burnaby and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We're broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish peoples. Thanks for hanging out with us. Over to DJ AK-44. Oh, that's good.
Oh, yes.
Sorry.
Hi, I'm Sarah Lapsley, and you're listening to the 2016 Record Store Day broadcast on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We're at Beat Street Records on Hastings. DJ Kel Rels and DJ K-Tel are spinning for... Oh, they were spinning for us from 1 to 2, and now we're listening to DJ AK-44 and DJ Wood until 3 p.m. So just to tell you a little more about what's happening the rest of the day around town, 3 to 4 from Neptune Records will be live broadcasting Eric Campbell and The Dirt. Then between 4 and 5 p.m. at Vinyl Records, Spruce Trap and Japanese Girls. From 5 to 6 at Red Cat, Ida Nielsen will be playing. We'll switch back from 6 to 7 to Neptune Records with Hollow Moon. 7 to 8, we'll close off the night, Red Cat with Boreal Network. Also, just a shout-out to Zulu Records, who are also celebrating Record Store Day, and Horses Records at Nanaimo and Hastings. They're cool. They have a cassette vending machine and a zine library. So I'm here with a wonderful mystery shopper. What's your name?
My name is Alexander.
Alexander, yeah. So what brought you here to Beat Records today?
Well, I really like music and everything like that. And I went to Record Store Day like last year, and you get to meet like so many cool people, like DJs and stuff like that. Everyone who's like really interested in the music industry and everything like that. So It's so really, it's like a community
it's
thing.
It's like an event, yeah, a community event that's really fun to come out with. So, do you have a turntable?
I don't have a turntable. I was actually like, considering buying like a record player, but we're looking at my finances.
Yeah.
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 Well, yeah, no.
So, what, do you listen to CDs?
Yeah, I usually listen to CDs, but then you gotta like think, is that good for the environment and stuff, like the plastic and stuff? I'm sure like you could crunch them down to stuff.
I think elements of them are recyclable.
That's true, very
but
true.
Yeah, no, vinyl is cooler for sure.
Does vinyl break down? Is vinyl plastic?
Vinyl is.
Like, I don't know what vinyl
it's vinyl, is. Isn't it? This is a question we should ask someone who knows. My bracelet, I'm actually wearing this beautiful bracelet today. It's made of a record.
That is.
It's vinyl.
You
it's
can
actually
remake
vinyl.
Things out
yes.
of vinyl? No
See,
way. That
you
is.
You have a new career now,
that's
Alex.
That's legit. Like turning old records into jewelry.
Cool bracelets.
You could turn like into sunglasses frames and stuff like yeah. that. Or there's so many things.
Yeah, I feel I was just saying how I had a record player and got rid of it, and now I want to get another one. And I think you can get inexpensive ones, and then you can also get like really high end ones and vintage ones. What about you? Do you have a vinyl player?
No, they were in the We had lots when I was growing up, and my mother actually bought this giant DJ turntable. It was very exciting to have in the house, but of course, that didn't last long, but I love vinyl, and I love scratching.
What? Okay. I don't know what scratching is. Tell us, and also tell us your name.
I'm Jason from The Medicine Show, Friday nights, 11 to 12:30 on CITR 101.9 FM. Scratching is where you put the record on your turntable with a piece of felt underneath it, and a lot of DJs do this. It's where they grab the record and they stop it and they push it back and forth with a needle on it, and it goes like, I can't make the sound because it's really high pitched, but it sounds like it's scratching. It's that sound, chicka 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 chicka, and then the music starts going again. It's very it's a big hip-hop and rap thing.
I love that, scratching. So what are you going to buy today? Are you going to buy, I guess you won't be buying vinyl, but are you going to keep an eye out for any other formats?
I actually do have like a record collection, even though I don't have like a record player.
Wow, okay, tell me why.
Because records are cool. Like, they're awesome. Yeah, no, like, you get to hear like amazing music on, you said like you were at the CITR, you had a show, The Medicine Show or something like that? On this radio station. And yeah, CJSF has got so many cool radio shows too, like, there's the Swan Song, there's the Wandering Rhythms, there's the Art Show, there's so many things, the Generic Alternative. Yeah, there's so many things. Are you in radio?
Yes, I'm a volunteer at CITR, 101.9 FM.
Do you have a show?
No, not at the moment.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, but so, I like to talk.
You like
on
to
the
talk.
Radio. But so if you can't play your records, you buy them anyway. So what draws you to buy them? Like, is it the artwork, or is it that you're interested in the band?
I would say it's, like, the artwork and knowing that one day you're eventually going to get to play it, right?
Right.
So, I don't know, it's cool, it's stylish, it's, I don't know, there's just something about it, like, this weird, I don't know, magic that just draws you into records.
Yes.
It's cool, yeah.
So what's your most prized piece of vinyl?
My most prized piece of vinyl right now. Oh, man, it's so hard to pick. I've only got four, too. Let me think here. Okay, there's one that's, like, in a different language, which looks Russian and stuff, so that's pretty cool. There's another one that has, like, the master's voice, like, you know, the dog and the recording, like, on the back cover.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then I can't recall my other two records right now, but...
What about this one? This is my favorite. I'm
are
trying
you,
to get someone
that?
To
You're
buy
just,
it.
Are you just, like, popping that out of nowhere?
E.T. I Love You and Other Extraterrestrial Songs for Children.
E.T. I Love You. Like, Phone Home and everything.
Yeah.
Whoa. And are you? That's your favorite record?
That's my favorite record that I've seen so far today.
What's your favorite track on the record?
Just,
I know there's so many for you to pick from.
Off the top of my head.
Right? There's
Please it, Phone Ring-a-Ling.
Please Phone Ring-a-Ling. No, that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah. So are you going to go check out some other venues today?
If I have, like, time... You know, Saturdays are busy for people. But
yes.
Yeah, I'll probably, like, check out some other venues.
Well, Vinyl Records is just one block away, and they have
cool.
a big space. And between 4 and 5, they will be broadcasting Spruce Trap and Japanese Girl. So I bet that'll be cool to go check out.
Sweet. Okay, and who did you say was playing like right now in the background?
Right now in the background here at Beat Street, we've got DJ Wood until 3 p.m. And at 3 p.m. we're going to switch over to Neptune Records where they're broadcasting Eric Campbell and The Dirt. So I know you will all want to stay tuned to the 2016 Record Store Day broadcast on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm Sarah, here with Madeline, Shay, Alex, Jason, Ben, and all the wonderful customers at Beat Street Records.
Down.
We are live on CJSF and CITR from Beat Street Records on Record Store Day. I'm Ben here with...
Carlos, a.k.a. Bag of Beats from Kelowna.
So you came all the way from Kelowna to be here?
Yeah.
How come? Right. Tell us why.
Oh, I like collecting records. I'm a bit of a vinyl addict, so... We drove all the way here just to, see if what kind of deals we can find on vinyl and on, yeah.
Is this an annual pilgrimage?
Yeah, kind of. I started last year. Came out to Record Store Day last year. I didn't even know there was a Record Store Day. Apparently, it's a worldwide thing, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just got here about half an hour ago, and I'm just digging.
What are you looking for?
I don't know. I'm looking for mid-tempo breaks and reggae and, like, rare grooves and mostly on 45s, 7-inch records. I really like collecting and playing little records. So
you're looking for these records for personal use or for DJing?
Yeah, well, both. You know, something that if I find something that I like, I will definitely play it out.
Just put it in the bag of beats?
Exactly. Put it in the bag. The bag is full of beats all the time.
So how does that work then? You just have like a really big bag and you throw it all in there and cool stuff comes out?
All the beats I can fit in one bag, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Are there any artists in particular that you're looking for, or are you just looking for...
Well, no, not really. I mean, most of the artists I follow, I'm very familiar with their work. I'm usually, when I'm digging around for records, I like to try and find something that an artist that I've never heard before or a new favorite artist for sure.
Do you judge vinyls by their covers?
No. The ones if I don't know their covers, I actually put them in the pile so I can go listen to them.
Okay, because I'm absolutely guilty of being like, that's a really cool cover. I don't. It's got like spaceships on it. I will take that.
It's gotta be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, usually if the cover is purple, I just don't really care for it.
What's wrong with purple?
It's just not my color. I just don't.
It doesn't look good on you.
No, it doesn't look good on me. I'm not attracted to purple.
I think you could pull off purple.
I maybe I should dig into the purple. Maybe
purple velvet suit?
Yeah.
I could see that. So tell us about your conception of Record Store Day. What do you like about it?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know much about it. I know it's like it's kind of like an excuse to get people out of home and into record stores, and there's a bunch of good deals all the time at Record Store Day. And today we got Wood and Sue playing at Beat Street, so that's pretty cool.
You're gonna go check that out?
Well, they're playing now.
Oh yeah, yeah. And we're checking it out now. Look at
we're
that.
We're checking it out right now.
Cool.
They're pretty awesome. They're a couple of pretty awesome local producers and DJs. So, yeah, it's pretty awesome to be digging around for records while you got Wood and Sue on the turntables. So.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the music here. It's been really cool.
Yeah.
So, how many records do you have? Do you have an estimate?
An estimate, yeah. About 400 and something.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a pretty small studio, so there's only so many records I can fit in there.
Well, 400-something is a lot of records.
Yeah, it is. It is. They're expensive. I wish I could only just play via vinyl DJ or like, but it's just, you know, they're a little expensive and they're pretty heavy to carry around.
Yes, heavy they are. Especially the older ones. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe they're a little thicker. I use the older ones to play Frisbee. That's
wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's new. I've never heard
exactly.
Of anyone doing
you
that.
You lay them in the sun for a little bit, and they get a nice wobble, and you can just go to the beach and play Frisbee with your friends.
Do you have a favorite record to turn into a Frisbee?
Yeah, a John Denver favorite? One.
Okay.
This is a really old John Denver record that I just hated this song, and I just...
Shots fired, John Denver.
I don't know which one is it, but yeah, you can throw it pretty far. It's super fun.
Are there any good record stores in Kelowna?
No. There's kind of like secondhand record stores.
Okay.
All you can find is like old rock and roll and polka and...
Okay. Well, thanks very much for your time.
Yeah, no
problem. It's been nice talking to you, and I hope you enjoy Record Store Day.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Hey, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. It's 2016 Record Store Day internationally, and we have had a fabulous time broadcasting from Beat Street Records. So we had DJ AK44 and DJ Wood on between 2 and 3 p.m. And stay tuned because we're going to be heading to Red Cat Records on Main Street. Sorry, we're going to be heading to Neptune Records between 3 and 4 where they have Eric Campbell and The Dirt playing and all sorts of great things to look at on Main Street. So stay tuned and enjoy the rest of International Record Store Day 2016. This is Sarah signing off, and...
And this is Ben, and if you're headed to Neptune and you hit Uranus, you've gone too far.
You're listening to Record Store Day 2016 on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby and CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're live on location from Beat Street, Vinyl, Red Cat, and Neptune Records.